It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team suffered a road loss to the Barton Cougars 64-59 Wednesday in Great Bend. The Cougars went to the free throw line 39 times compared to 16 trips for Cloud County. On top of the free throws, Barton out-rebounded Cloud County 46-31. The Cougars had 16 offensive rebounds and 30 defensive rebounds, led by sophomore Vivian Anoa'a, who had a 24-point, 24-rebound double-double. The T-Birds were led by sophomore guard Tiana Davis with 23 points. Freshman guard Danae Crosby came off the bench to score 17, while freshmen Bree Frazier and Talasia Thomas each added 6 points. The T-Birds will be back in action at home Saturday at 2 p.m. against Fort Hays Tech Northwest, part of homecoming and Hall of Fame weekend at Cloud County Community College. Three players scored in double figures for Cloud County, but the T-Bird men's basketball team fell to number 22 Barton Wednesday night, 90-84. Cloud County was led by freshman forward Elijah Savon, who had 29 points and 10 rebounds for his 11th double-double of the season, including his 5th consecutive double-double performance. Savon added 5 steals and 3 assists. Freshman guard Quillicott chipped in 18 points with 3 trays, while redshirt freshman guard Keon Garrett Miller finished with 15 points and 4 assists. The T-Bird men's basketball team will also return to action Saturday at home when they host Fort Hays Tech Northwest in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play. Tip-off is set for 4 p.m.